in Deputy Refugee Settlement in Arua District, where there are about 110,000 South Sudanese refugees.
Yes, and I believe you were there with a team from the United Nations and other officials. Tell us about it.
Yes, we have the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, plus the Prime Minister of Uganda, Honorable Ruhakana Rugunda, plus other dignitaries who are actually coming here this morning to talk to some refugees. Because not all the refugees will be talking to the delegation here, but they have selected some few South Sudanese refugees who are going to talk to the delegation here.
And yes, this visit is in line with the Solidarity Summit that will begin this afternoon in Kampala, Uganda. Can you tell us how important is this MVP refugee settlement to the overall goal of the Solidarity Summit on Refugees?
This MVP refugee camp, like I said, is costing 110,000, and it was opened this year in February 2017, and it is one of the largest districts in Uganda after Bidibidi and Yeraro. And currently, the population is also growing. People are coming in day and night. According to UNHCR, over 2,000 people arrive in this camp on a daily basis. And the most important objectives of this visit is to showcase the Uganda model of refugee management, protection, and social integration. And also it is to mobilize international support to meet the needs of refugees and the host communities, where they are asking for about $8 billion U.S. dollars to be given to them. And this money will be spent from 2017 to 2020 by the government of Uganda and the United Nations and partners.
Yes, Sunny, and is this the only refugee settlement that will be visited today?
No, there are three trips that have been divided. We chose to come with the United Secretary General of the United Nations to Mbeki. There is another trip to Adjumani, where the first Deputy Prime Minister of Uganda will be visiting with some journalists, over 40 journalists in Adjumani that speak to you right now. And then we have another trip to Mbarara, and then there is another trip happening today in Kampala visiting the urban refugees.
Yes, and of course, after here, the United Nations Secretary General will be going back to Kampala. Is this where the when is the summit taking place exactly?
Yes, the summit begins today in Muyono Resort, and then these delegation from here will be heading back. We shall all be going back to Kampala, and tomorrow morning the official opening will be done by the Ugandan President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, plus the Secretary General, plus other heads of state who are coming, and also the chairperson of the African Union will be around here, plus other donors. And the reason as to why Uganda is hosting this summit is because since 2015, most of the over 500,000 plus refugees living in Uganda were in a situation of a protracted displacement with limited prospects for a durable solution. And since 2016, the population of refugees in Uganda has more than doubled to over 1.2 million. And as a result, Uganda is ranked at number 8 worldwide in mid-2016. But all that changed, and Uganda jumped to number 3 after Turkey and Pakistan. And currently, Uganda is now Africa's leading refugee hosting nation for the refugees from over 13 countries.
Sunny, I believe you have spoken to some refugees there. Just tell us about what you've seen in these camps.
Some of the challenges they are telling us is one, there is they have reduced the UN agencies that give them food have reduced the ratio. The food is not enough for them. The second complaint they are saying is water is not enough for them, because they are sharing the water with the host communities. And then also the issue of secondary school for those students who have finished primary, is one of the issues. And, you know, the high number of refugees is placing excessive pressure on overstressed state and host communities. Take, for example, like districts like Adjumani and Laum, where refugees outnumber the host community, public service are overwhelmed.
And as you spoke to some of the Ugandan officials there in Uganda, what do they describe as the particular challenge that Uganda now faces in hosting many refugees?
Yes, one of the biggest challenges right now Uganda is facing is the chronic severe underfunding. And that's why the Ugandan president met in Addis Ababa, the UN Secretary General, on the sideline meeting of the 28th African Union Summit, and they agreed that at least this summit must be held in order to raise funds to support the growing number of refugees who are being hosted by Uganda currently.
Yes, and the hope is to raise about $2 billion for this refugees crisis. Are you optimistic that this money could be raised?
This is the question I actually asked some officials from the UN headquarters in Pololo last evening before we left Kampala to come to Ngeti. I was asking him whether they can be in a position to raise this $2 billion, because actually the actual figure is not $2 billion, it is $8 billion they want to support the refugees from 2017 to 2020. And I was asking if this money can be raised, because we have a refugee crisis in Syria, in Turkey, in Pakistan, in Libya, all over the world. They say that's why they are calling this summit, where over 500 stakeholders are going to be gathered here in Muyoyo and discuss it, and they hope that the donors and the world wishers can raise this money in order to support the refugees who are staying in Uganda, mostly South Sudanese.
All right. Finally, Sunny, just any other thing you'd like to tell us?
Yes, the issue here is I have seen most of the refugees in Ngeti are young people who are actually less than 18 years. When I was asking some officials in the camp here, I was asking them why is it that most of the refugees are young people. He told me that, yes, because they have to fear, that's why they came to this camp. And then their only hope is that the visit of the Secretary General of the United Nations will try to solve some of the challenges they are facing in this camp.